This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 262 for Thursday, February 8th. I'm Adam Pilichotti. The ICE Futures canola market continued upward on Thursday, adding to its momentum from Wednesday. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were in positive territory. Crude oil gained approximately $2 US per barrel, lifted by Middle East tensions. The Canadian dollar was up 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. Statistics Canada reported earlier today that canola stocks as of December 31st were 12.851 million tons, a 1.3% increase from the year before. The United States Department of Agriculture kept its estimate for 2023-24 Canadian canola production at 18.8 million tons after the release of its monthly supply-demand estimates earlier today. The March canola contract was up $2.20 per ton at $595.70. In the U.S., corn and wheat were down, while soybeans were up. StatCan reported 11.298 million tons of corn stocks as of December 31st, down 4.8% from the year before due to lower carry-in stocks and higher domestic use. The USDA increased its 2023-24 projected corn ending stocks by 10 million bushels at 2.172 billion. CONAB lowered its forecast for Brazilian corn production by 3.9 million tons at 113.7 million, while the USDA cut its estimate by 3 million tons at 124 million. The USDA also reported 1.219 million tons of 2023-24 U.S. corn were sold for export during the week ended February 1st, up 1% from the previous week. The March corn contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.33. Canadian soybean stocks as of December 31st were 3.8 million tons, up 9.8% from the year before. The USDA raised its estimate for 2023-24 soybean carryout by 35 million bushels at 315 million. 340,800 tons of 2023-24 U.S. soybeans were sold for export during the week, up sharply from the previous week. Also sold for export were 284,400 tons of 2023-24 soy meal, down 43% from the week before, as well as 1,200 tons of 2023-24 soy oil. CONAB cut its forecast for Brazil's soybean crop by 5.9 million tons at 149.4 million, but the USDA only cut its estimate by 1 million tons at 156 million. The March soybean contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.94. Canadian wheat stocks, as of December 31st, declined 10.3% year-by-year to 20.7 million tons, mainly due to lower production. Durham wheat stocks dropped 27% to 2.96 million tons. Projected U.S. wheat ending stocks were raised 10 million bushels at 658 million, still the second lowest total in 10 years. 378,400 tons of 2023-24 U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week ended February 1st, up 17% from the previous week. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.89. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.01. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.84. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, February 8th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pilichotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.